I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. That place keeps getting sold. Anyway, they sponsor the studio. Thank you to them. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. That's right. From anywhere in the U.S., you can get a mortgage. 231-332-6505. Get a mortgage now. As time passes, that rate will drop, and then you can refinance it and possibly go from a 30-year to a 15-year and save a ton of money and not really pay that much more in your monthly payment. Thank you to my friends over at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Reach out to them if you're interested in getting after a mortgage. All right. The Affordable Care Act. You know what? Let me get to this story before I talk about Frank Fuss. The Senate passed a bill to reopen the government. And it now goes to the House. They're trying to end the 41-day government shutdown. And why this is the problem is because for a lot of people, a lot of senators and political leaders and citizens, is that I don't think this funds the Affordable Care Act. And that's the one thing that Democrat Chuck Schumer said, this is what we're fighting for. And this is causing a stir. The Senate voted 60 to 40 to pass a bill to fund military construction, Veterans Affairs, the Department of Agriculture, and the legislative branch of the government through September 30, 2026, and the rest of the government through January 30. So, all right, I think that that could mean that the rest of the government is funded through January 30, including the Affordable Care Act. They don't really make it clear here. Eight members of the Democratic caucus voted for the deal, and they broke with Chuck Schumer. And that's causing a huge rift within the Democratic Party. So with that, that kind of paves the way for the government to open because the House is Republican-led. Democratic senators debated the bipartisan deal negotiated by centrist Democrats with Republican leaders and the White House for more than 2 hours just the other day. Angry progressives in the House and who are running for Congress next year slammed the deal, and some called for Schumer to step down. Schumer is no longer effective, should be replaced. If you can't lead the fight to stop healthcare premiums from skyrocketing for Americans, what will you fight for? So that was Representative Ro Khanna, Democrat from California. Bernie Sanders called the decision by seven members of the Senate Democratic Caucus to vote for the bill a very, very bad vote. What it does, first of all, is it raises health care premiums for over 20 million Americans. You know, I don't think there's a way to make this spectacular for everybody. I really don't. This is called a compromise, is what this is. So 20 million Americans would feel the pinch. Senator Jean Shaheen from New Hampshire, a Democrat who took the lead in negotiating the appropriations bills and continuing resolution in the package, along with Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington, and Representative Rosa DeLauro, a Democrat from Connecticut. They defended Schumer from the attacks. All those people who oppose this agreement staying in a shutdown mode was not getting us anywhere. They need to train their fire on people who are responsible. That's Trump, she says. But Sheehan's daughter, who's a Democratic candidate for Congress in New Hampshire, said she can't support the deal because it did not extend health insurance premium subsidies. So I guess it is not funded. Senate passage of the bill sets the stage for the House to return to Washington tomorrow to vote on the measure. My guess is this will pass the House. They'll vote as early as 4 p.m. Wednesday. Trump said he'd sign it. The bill includes language to protect federal employees who were laid off by the Trump administration during the shutdown and prevent the White House from attempting future reductions in force until February of next year. But it does not include language to extend the Affordable Care Act. To extend the enhanced health insurance premium subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, which are due to expire in January. Democrats made that a priority. It appears they have failed. All right. So I think that might do it. I seriously doubt I'm very confident that this will pass on Wednesday. That means there's going to be a lot of people going, oh my God, what am I going to do? What can I possibly do to get a few hundred dollars more to pay for my health insurance? Nick says, I think they'll pass some subsidies, but not for everyone. All right. We shall see. I told you, give it another 3 months and it's dead. Joe Martinez was talking about the book club. What are you talking about? Why would you say that? Just because you have a feeling? Trust me, bro. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Shut up and install some furnaces. That's all you're good for. Stupid ass. All right. By the way, when do you get your prostate ripped out? I hope they make you eat it, you dumb dick. Hey, here's your prostate. Now eat it, bastard. I got to talk about, we were talking about Veterans Day earlier. The guy who killed Osama bin Laden. That would be this guy right here. His name is Robert O'Neill. He shot Osama bin Laden. And then while he was over his body, he's like been way out in front. I forgot what branch of the military is. I think he's like a Navy SEAL or something like that. Yeah, it says right there, Navy SEAL Robert O'Neill. So you're supposed to, as I understand it, when you do any type of operation like the assault on bin Laden's compound, it's important to keep that your identity secret and not discuss that. Now, this guy hasn't abided by that at all. He's been very upfront that he killed Osama bin Laden. I don't have total confirmation on this, but some have suggested that after he shot bin Laden, he shot a video of him teabagging bin Laden. Actually whipped out his balls and gave him a Roman helmet and then teabagged him. Now that would be awesome. I have not seen that, and some, but he's been very up front with, hey everybody, I just killed Osama bin Laden. Soon as he's dead, word on the street was he took a selfie with him and his balls in in bin Laden's mouth. And then he Facebook lived the balls going in and out of his dead mouth, just like a teabag. I mean, he was actually doing a full on teabagging of his mouth with both balls. Like he opened his mouth up wide and was dipping his balls into his mouth. And then he laid them on his head for a Roman helmet. Alan says he put his pecker in the bullet hole. So, right. I heard that too. Now, I don't have confirmation. That's all allegedly that he actually face-fucked Osama bin Laden and put his ding-dong in the bullet hole. And actually, the tip of his penis was burned a little bit because of the heat from the lead on his dick tip. Yoda World says, guys playing Fortnite in real life. I don't know about that. I don't know that in video games, can you stick your balls in people's mouth? Bob says that this guy was also part of the Captain Phillips incident too. This Rob O'Neill. So I know that if you were to get like 100 Navy SEALs in a room and one of them is Rob O'Neill, 99 would say, I don't want my identity known. Rob O'Neill would say, I do want my identity known. I did this. Now, a lot of people judge Rob O'Neill because of this. But if I shot Osama bin Laden, I am absolutely going to tell everyone about it. I don't give a shit what unwritten rule you have. I'm going to sing it from the mountaintop. That's why I'm really annoyed with this fucking idiot, though, because I was very much looking forward to meeting him. I was very much looking forward to meeting Rob O'Neill at Compound Media. I'm waiting. I'm sitting there in the green room, Pooh Bear and I. Hey, Eric, Rob O'Neill is up first, and then you're going to go on there, and then that. And I'm like, oh, I can get a picture. Can you imagine that, getting a picture with the guy who shot Osama bin Laden? I was like, this is the best. I did not know that he was going to be here. And so Anthony starts a show, and then E-Rod gets a phone call, and then he says, bad news. O'Neill's not coming. You're going to do the whole show. I'm like, ah, fuck. This sucks. I don't know if I've got the horses to do 2 hours on this show. I really don't. And I had COVID at the time. Breaking news. TM Foster 2 says, hello from New York to Zane and everyone. I think I just saw you followed me the other day. I appreciate you. Send me your info via email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Who are you? How'd you find out about me? Yeah, basically. I always like to know who people are. Not everybody responds to that, though. eric@ericzaneshow.com, Shoreliner Striping inbox. Well, anyway, why am I talking about Rob O'Neill? He's suing a couple of podcasters. Their names are Tyler Hoover and Brent Tucker, who have a podcast called Anti-Hero Broadcast. According to the lawsuit, they began their unfair on-air crusade against Rob O'Neill in 2023 and have since continued to falsely claim that he lied about shooting Osama bin Laden. These two live in Florida, one's 37, one's 45. They were in the military themselves. They first launched their smear campaign against O'Neill to get clicks and bring attention to their YouTube channel, according to the suit. All right, well, we don't know that, if that's why they did it. I'm sure it did. They wrote, quote, "Besides the Rob O'Neill who didn't kill bin Laden," Tucker said at one point during the pair's August 9th episode on Anti-Hero, which currently has 120,000 subscribers. "No, he didn't kill bin Laden. It is the worst kept secret in all of special ops," Tucker claimed. "I am not going to say, oh yeah, I was on the mission. I'd be as big a liar as Rob O'Neill." Tucker claimed he is friends with some other men who were on the mission, and that while they are too professional to contradict O'Neill's account, they also haven't said, oh yeah, he's a great guy, he killed Osama bin Laden. I don't know if that means anything. It doesn't mean anything. O'Neill was on SEAL Team 6 for the May 2nd, 2011 Operation Neptune Spear and was personally responsible for landing the shots that killed bin Laden, according to the suit. Yeah, I don't know if he's not the guy, why would you risk everything by saying that you were, when all it would take would be one of these other members, if it wasn't true, to break and contradict you? You know, you are different from the rest of them because you are out front and talking about it, and that is supposedly breaking of some rule. But I'm glad he broke that rule. We need people to tell the story of how it went down when Osama bin Laden was killed. Who wouldn't want to hear that fucking story? And I know the SEALs like, yeah, it's a rule. You can't break rules. Fuck the rules. Who gives a shit? He did his job. He did it well. He killed Osama fucking bin Laden. And now he's not in the fighting force and he's a civilian. So who gives a shit? Let him tell his fucking story. Fuck you. He went one direction at the top of the stair to confront what he thought was a suicide bomber. I turned the other way, and Osama bin Laden was standing there, so I shot him 3 times. I guess he had a partner with him. "What Tucker and Hoover are saying is not true at all," said Rob O'Neill. But later on, Hoover said O'Neill was backpedaling on his claims of how it played out and whether his bullets were the ones that finished bin Laden. Look, I don't give a shit about any of that. If you were to go up to Rob O'Neill today and say, "Did you kill Osama bin Laden?" he'd say yes. I'd be like, "Good enough for me. Thanks." So O'Neill is suing these guys for quite a bit of money. It may have already said, and I didn't read it. Yes, he is suing them for $25 million. Boy. I think that might be shoot high and then settle lower. I don't care if Rob O'Neill is a bad guy or a good guy. I'm just glad that people like Rob O'Neill exist in the first place. Think about that. Can you imagine if just a regular civilian were in such a live or die scenario, walking through some building that you've never been in your life, you just practice in like a model, and you're looking for Osama fucking bin Laden? I would have been like, I would have walked in there and just started spraying everything, like, and the gun's like moving me around. I can't control the gun, and I'm shooting the ceiling, and There's dead babies everywhere, and the kids and everybody's slaughtered. I would have shot everybody, including the guys that I was with. It would have been like a cartoon. The gun would have been like propelling me around the room. I am not made of anything that could possibly even think about doing something like this. So anybody who gets butt hurt about Rob O'Neill shooting Osama bin Laden are merely jealous that he finally was the one to break the silence. I love this. He retired from the military in 12 after 16 years of service. He's built his career now on public speaking and recently started a business teaching people how to be successful leaders. Yeah, you can't be doing public speaking tours and doing that line of work, and then you've got these bozos saying you're a liar. He's also launched a business selling his own brand of pot. All right. Okay, now a lot of people do that these days. Nowadays, the school principals, teachers, they have their own line of pot. Priests, daycares, children themselves have their own lines of pot. You know where you see a lot of cannabis stores is when you get in the hard living line areas. Now there are as many dollar store or cannabis shops as there are dollar stores. In fact, they're all in the same area. So it's like you can get all your shopping done quite quickly. You can go to the dollar store and get the shit you buy, and then you can get your cannabis and then fast food. All there. It's really perfect. It's set up beautifully. Rob O'Neill says he now has fewer speaking engagements and his career has suffered because of this bullshit. Also, O'Neill just wants it to stop. And he has vowed, this is where the rubber meets the road. He says any money he gets from this lawsuit will be donated to help veterans with PTSD receive treatment. You see, I would have been okay if he just pocketed the money. All right? Again, he killed Osama bin Laden. I would say no, don't give it to those veterans. You need that money. I want you happy. I want to live in a world where the guy who killed Osama bin Laden is living in a penthouse apartment and driving a Mercedes-Benz. Tucker and Hoover on the podcast. These guys, I guess, don't do a podcast anymore, I don't think. I think they've gone separate ways, it said somewhere in this article. But the New York Post reached out to them for comment, and they did not respond. Look, if you're trying to make a career out of podcasting and the New York Post reaches out to you, you best well comment. I mean, that's good for business. Bob was posting what I talked about, that dude is giving the money away. Bob didn't give me a chance to do my job. Bob likes to do that. He's big on, I think I'll just jump ahead of EZ and give the rest of the story. Thanks. Hey, no problem. Bob says, I used to listen to his podcast, but he got really preachy about, I think the word is ibogaine treatments and ayahuasca. I don't know what those, I think ayahuasca, isn't that what the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers does? What's his name? Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I don't want to hear any preaching, you know? No preaching allowed. The cuteness overload between Bruce and Darla behind me. Bruce 100% on his back. Darla snuggling for warmth. That's as part of my team dog here on the show. Thank you for supporting the Patreon and the sponsors. It allows the dogs to be fed. And for my dear friend, my ride or die dog, O'Neill's cancer treatment. Big blood draw Wednesday. All right. I just found that very interesting. That's that. When did that start? That you can just say, yeah, Rob O'Neill, he did. How the fuck do you know? Yeah, I know a guy who was there. You know a guy? That's trust me, bro. You asshole. My God. Before we continue, I want to go over some of the hard work that MAGA Pat did in sending along possible things that I can pull for our Wednesday edition of Big Fraud Wednesday when we do Who Are These Free Beers, followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. By the way, Ben Glaze says that something potentially horrific happened to him that he wanted to share. I think it happened at the pinball orgy, the pinball playoff, pinball tournament. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, easy, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day, probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Adam says, I would think bragging that you are the person who killed Osama bin Laden would put a target on your back. Yeah, you're right. Bob says, ayahuasca is a psychedelic drug used to help PTSD addiction and other similar disorders. Runner girl Amy says Ben had something scandalous to reveal, apparently. MAGA Pat writes this. These are his notes from last week's listening. Number one, it's the Free Beer Hot Wings and Dada Mountain Show. What? Steve regales us with another story about his kids, complete with his creepy baby impersonations. I guess he impersonates his kids. Now, we know that his kid's pet name for Steve is now Dada Mountain. LMFAO. This is Boring Steve's version of a flex, whatever that means. What in the holy hell happened to this show? Yeah, I don't mind if he's telling a story about how his kid gave him a nickname, but it better be, like, really good. You can't just tell us that the kids have a nickname for you. It has to be something unique, like then your wife wants you to call you that while you're taking her to Pound Town. That might be more interesting. Number two, relationship advice from the most divorced crew on radio. Kelly Cheese, the beacon of healthy relationships with SOs, gives advice on relationships and tells us that communication is, quote, not that hard. Pat adds, wow, ironic, given that she was dropped like a hot rock after 7 months of marriage. Then the remainder of the divorce crew joins in to ponder whether someone is still married and clowns on them for being divorced. Misery loves company, I guess. Kelly Cheese wants justice. MAGA Pat writes, the person that was A-OK with Brian Thompson from United Health being murdered and Charlie Kirk being murdered, I don't know. First of all, let me jump in there. I don't think she's A-OK with those people being murdered. I don't think that's true at all. In cold blood. I don't think she's OK with those people being murdered. But she sure as hell didn't really make the big deal that should have been made about those people being murdered. I'll just say that. That does speak to something. But she does worry about the atrocities in Gaza. We all know she can't point to Gaza on a map. I seriously love when Kelly Cheese goes out on a limb to talk about things that aren't really in her wheelhouse. You know, things other than cannabis. Because it really comes off as not that well informed. She's done that recently with the insurance industry. She did that recently with her take on reopening the government. Patrick finally writes, more self-promotion with multiple fake free beer sniffles and Steve, quote, driving and crying. And Freebeer actually says that crying like a bitch is the reason for the season. God. All right. We need to go back and count how many sniffs Freebeer had during last year's holiday break-in. I was given the task. We all bet how many sniffles there would be in the holiday break-in. And I went and listened to every single second of that show and was able to get the Free Beers Sniffle Supercut. And I'm going to play it for you right now. All of the betting, all of you were too low on it. This was a 55.0-second supercut of all of the sniffs, the fake sniffles. Now, I can't say for sure that these are fake sniffles when he's doing it here, but when I was there, it never seemed real. I never bought for a second that he was actually starting to cry. Let's go over last year's supercut of holiday break-in sniffles. I'm going to be counting while they play.
Fancy idiots.
Yes.
It's after, what a wonderful mom.
You know, that's Maria. Pull up now.
Undergone surgeries attacking her from where they live. Not, and that's ultimately, yeah.
The closest.
I tried. I couldn't do it. It was too fast.
The closest. Kelly's next on the break-ins.
Saying no over their heads to a house fire long term.
Wow.
Yeah. Friends of Sarah Hunter. And we've got Liz Celebration Simmons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gonna be good.
They could not remove it all. We got some from house to house. Well, that got us. You can't expect a plan.
Okay, that's when he's in the other room on the phone.
For. Mm-hmm. You guys know how this is. They won't call me back. Okay. Don't do the wrong thing.
This is a good village that we're a part of.
Oh no. This is a good village. I would never say that about you guys for the great food giveaway. You're not a good village. You're just a village of idiots like me. I guess you're pretty good.
Spoke to us and
I love it.
They just
dumping it all in there, decorating.
Thank you for your service to this family. Well, that really got me. Captain.
Team, yeah. See them lose any more.
My God. It's horrific. Bob insists that I missed a few. Well, I did my best. I listened from the start of the show to the end of the show, and I just counted. Anyway, you heard that. We'll be getting your bets closest with not going over. Of Free Beer's sniffle count from the world famous holiday break-in. One of the local communities near here, you have the fire chief from Comstock Township, Michigan. It's just down the road. And then, so he's there. He's doing a great job. And then the assistant fire chief, he got shit-faced and got behind the wheel and hit an 11-year-old child with his vehicle. I know very little about this, but the sentencing just occurred. So, all right, let me ask you this. If you're 11-year-old child is riding her bike or walking or whatever the fuck, and the drunk assistant fire chief plows into her with her car. What do you think should be the punishment for that guy if he smashes in and injures an 11-year-old little girl? I would say jail time is unavoidable, right? I would say minimum 10 years. A minimum of 10 years. Now, he didn't get that much, which is disappointing, but I wish we lived in a world where first offense, you get 10 years. Jeremy K says, it sounds about right for Comstock. That's where I went to high school. Let's get into this and find out what the sentencing was for the assistant fire chief in this instance.
Former Comstock Township Assistant Fire Chief Michael Dyer will spend 18 months on probation. This,
first of all, what's going on with this jig voice?
All stemming from Assistant Fire Chief Michael Dyer will spend 18 months on probation. This all stemming from an OWI charge where an 11-year-old girl was seriously hurt.
Okay, so you already heard it. They gave it away. He got no jail time. He got 18 months of probation.
Michael Dyer, sir?
Yes.
That's Michael Dyer, former Comstock Township Assistant Fire Chief, facing sentencing.
I cannot handle this voice. Something's wrong with this woman.
Dyer admitted on body camera video to hitting 11-year-old Lachey Parker after drinking.
All the kids in the road, and I hit somebody.
Okay.
I've been drinking.
Oh, no.
Monday, I learned that Dyer says he has a problem with alcohol and has attended 50 AA meetings since the incident.
Okay, now that's what you do. You hit the kid. I'm assuming by the fancy name, it's a black kid. So this whole thing reeks of racism already. White guy smashes into black kid. And then admits it, and then immediately starts going to AA, and now it's all good. 18 months probation.
Mr. Dyer is recognizing that he has an issue with alcohol following the unfortunate passing of his wife over getting close to 18 months ago.
That's good. You want to go ahead and mention that. You want to mention that oh yeah, it was caused by that. You know, you got to get sympathy from the judge.
Family of Lachey telling their attorney they definitely believe Dyer should have faced harsher punishment.
Your Honor, I just want the court to know I did speak with the victim's mother, Leah Parker Carter, prior to the sentencing. She'd like the court to know that the family finds the agreement inappropriate.
When I spoke to Lachey over the summer, this is how she described being hit.
It was a truck coming. He came flying, and then next thing you know, I was like on the floor. It was real scary.
I'm Julie Dunmeyer, your Kalamazoo area reporter, Fox 17 News.
All right, stop doing that with your voice. Just talk. What the hell is wrong with you? Ugh. Amy says, I'm not shocked. He's white. He's part of law enforcement. Well, he's the assistant fire chief. So I don't know if that's law. Is that law enforcement? So they protect each other. And she's a minority. No real punishment. It's shameful. Alan suggests that the reporter talks like she has, quote, a horse cock in her ass. Jeremy says she's pukier than Susie Colbert. Rebecca says maybe she has brain worms, too. Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe she's getting the RFK thing. That's Rebecca. Yeah, she says she's a pukey version of RFK. Tyler adds, sounds like someone has their hands around her neck while she's reporting. What a puker. Linda, is she not taking breaths? Yeah, she's like stifling it. Very odd. I think the comment, the best comment, though, is she talks like she has a horse cock in her ass. That's one of the funnier things that I've read on here in quite some time, is that comment right there. That's an outstanding comment. It makes me laugh. By the way, Tyler being here. I saw Tyler at the big pinball event. Tyler is, he's part of our Shy Brigade. So, you know, he knows that we're down the street enjoying the hot dogs and everybody's getting to know each other. And this ding dong is sitting there playing pinball, like warming up for like an hour. Let me just tell you something, Tyler. The shyest guy in the world is one of the shyest people in the world is supposedly Black Belt Nick. And he got over his bitch shyness because of this show. He doesn't seem shy at all now. He just kicks the door and is like, hey, I'm here. Here you go. So you got to join us next time, you dumb dick, and bring your lovely better half. I had a moment with Tyler, too. We're like, hey, how's the wife and kids? And he told me that the baby is no longer a baby. It's the kid is three. I'm like, three? What? I was like, months? Nick, Black Belt Nick says, yeah, you guys helped a lot. Tyler says, perhaps I'll grace you all with my presence next time. You know, you're such an unknown entity that even Megan said, is that the guy, Tyler, that has all the funny jokes? I go, that's him. He's in the wild. And then Megan, you know, I mean, she's like the polar opposite of the shy. Megan was just going up to random strangers and becoming best friends for life with all of them. Murder lover Linda says, I asked if that was the Tyler. Was that you that I talked with? I thought it was Megan. Oh, yeah, it was you, wasn't it? Chris says, I'm coming to one of these fucking events with Mrs. Crispy. Yeah, make a weekend out of it. We'll give you a whole list of shit to do. You'll have so much fun. We'll plan it around you. It'll be old school, former Zaniac style. Minus the group butt sex. Yeah, I'm not into those former Zaniac parties. I don't think anybody in the audience is interested in three dicks in one butthole. I mean, that's that. You got to be a real scumbag to make that your thing. Holy shit. Rebecca says, yeah, that's one of the best things about Megan. She makes everyone feel included and like they've been longtime friends. Truly, truly. Murder lover Linda says, I have a hole upstairs that you and Kristen could have, Chris. Yeah, but you live like 4 hours away. Jeremy K. writes, list of all things to do. Pinball orgy, unseasoned food covered in ranch. Start a multi-level marketing company. I don't get it. I don't get the unseasoned food covered in ranch. What are you talking about? All right, whatever. I don't know what's going on. Well, anyway, that idiot, that assistant fire chief, what an asshole. 18 months on that deal. Okay. Thank you, as always, to the remainder of my sponsors for making this show possible. I was talking earlier about the Affordable Care Act, and I was starting to talk about my pal Frank Fuss, but when it comes to health care, Frank can help you with all the questions you have about the Affordable Care Act or Medicare. Reach out to him. Book an appointment by going to appointmentwithfrank.com. Appointmentwithfrank.com. Fill out the form, and then you're on his schedule. If you already have insurance through the Affordable Care Act, you're probably going to have questions. You might have to rework your policy to some degree if things go the way they may this week with that upcoming House vote. But you will need Frank. Appointmentwithfrank.com. Healthcare costs going up through your employer. If your healthcare costs are at or more than 9.75%, you need Frank Fuss. Go to appointmentwithfrank.com. His services are free. When it comes to getting rid of unwanted trees in West Michigan, you call Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. Unwanted trees, stump grinding, tree trimming, storm cleanup, all of that, tree risk assessment, they're the best. Kuiper Tree Care. We mentioned Pinball Land earlier. Walk in off the street and have a blast. Have a great time at Pinball Land. Pinball-land.com. Have some fun with you and your crew. I'm always confused. I don't know what's going on and why this is, but there's a sign out front that says $9 for an hour, $15 for 2 hours. And then when you go in there and you buy an hour, he goes, all right, that'll be $10. I'm like, well, what is it? You're confusing me, ding dong. Anyway, I'd pay it if it was $20 an hour for an hour because it's that much fun. Pinball Land, pinball-land.com. The best pinball games you could find anywhere. The best retro arcade games you can find anywhere. All at Pinball Land. Go there with your friends. Go there with the kids. Pinball-land.com. I'm planning on bringing lots of friends to the next one. So just keep that in mind. And I'll call you out. And we'll head on over there to Pinball Land. Okay, I have exhausted the things that I want to talk about today. I have nothing more to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and award the asshole of the day. Do any of you have nominations for the asshole of the day? Bob says, asshole of the day, veterans. You know, I can't. I just can't. You know, because too many people who want to see me undone, they take those moments and then they try to cancel me. So I can't go down that road. Most people take my words who want me to fail, and they'll take those moments when I'm saying those things that are obviously not true, and then they'll say, look at this. This is how he feels. This is what he does. He hates our veterans. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. I have to write a lot for this. The asshole of the day is the Comstock Township Assistant Fire Chief. And, you know, you should throw in the prosecutor for accepting that bullshit plea. No plea. The Comstock Township Assistant Fire Chief is the asshole of the day. Alan says, who is it? Are you talking about? No, I'm not talking about anyone in particular doing that to me, but that has happened. Well, I am, but I'm trying to avoid as much trouble as possible by not saying too much. But there's always something going on bubbling under that I have to deal with nearly every day from people who don't like the things that I say or do. It's annoying. No, that's not what I meant. Anyway, thank you so much for your time and being part of the show today. Patreon big day today, where we have the Patreon bonus podcast. Not to mention Big Fraud Book Club, Way of Shadows by Brent Weeks. Have a great rest of your day otherwise. And bye-bye.